Ladies and gentlemen,
the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
Let us be aware that while they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth, they are the focus of evil in the modern world. It was C.S. Lewis who, in his unforgettable Screwtape Letters, wrote, "The greatest evil is not done now in those sordid dens of crime that Dickens loved to paint. It is not even done in concentration camps and labor camps. In those, we see its final result. But it is conceived and ordered, moved, seconded, carried, and minuted in clear, carpeted, warmed, and well-lighted offices by quiet men with white collars and cut fingernails and smooth-shaven cheeks who do not need to raise their voice. But because these quiet men do not raise their voices, because they sometimes speak in soothing tones of brotherhood and peace, because like other dictators before them, they're always making their final territorial demand, some would have us accept them at their word and accommodate ourselves to their aggressive impulses. But if history teaches anything, it teaches that simple-minded appeasement or wishful thinking about our adversaries is folly. It means the betrayal of our past, the squandering of our freedom."
All right. What is up, Patriots? It's Mike Malone with Patriot44forfreedom.com. That's Patriot, the number 44, the word for forfreedom.com. Bringing you a different view with Patriot 44. Today's edition is going to be Trump 2024 and his coup, explained in 17 minutes. So that's going to be the title of today's broadcast. My objective is always to expose the half truths of the mainstream media. That's anything on TV, Fox, CNN, Newsmax, MSNBC, ABC, etc. Also exposing the fact checkers, the Ministry of Truth at Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and so forth. So today, what I'm going to do, oh, and I also preface my message, always, as always, I'm a man of God, as a Christian, my message applies to all people, men and women, Republicans and Democrats, liberals, conservatives, gay, straight, black, brown, white, rich or poor. Again, this applies to all people as it affects all people. It's really us versus them. Who is them? Them is the global elite and the puppet masters, the hidden hand that are manipulating our world towards their great reset. And I'm part of the Great Awakening. So, you know, again, so as I said, to explain Trump 2024 and his Trump's coup, I heard this the other day and I thought just maybe just yesterday or the day before. And I said, this is perfect. So it's 17 minutes. I'm going to share this this gentleman speaking that has knowledge about the military intelligence. And again, as I always say, you know, everybody has free will to choose what they believe. I do believe in this. In the end, if we're all being played and their great reset succeeds, at least I still have God and Christ as my rock. So I'm going to share this audio, and then this way you can hear that. And again, be your own judge. After that, I'll jump back. Then I'll go through my news feed. And as always, you know, I ask if there's something in here that's resonating to you, please. This is all part of this, you know, destroying this Mockingbird media. You know, when you're seeing the information I'm sharing and they're deliberately hiding it, we all have to ask ourselves why. Why are they hiding it? Because they don't want us being awake. So that's our job, is to wake up others. You know, if you share this information and get them to other people to ask them, so why isn't the mainstream news covering this? So, you know, I touch on things that are happening here around the world that they're not showing. And so that's it. Like I said, I'll jump into that. And at the end, I have a couple small clips. Another one from this gentleman with the 17-minute interview I'm going to share explaining Trump's coup. And then I'll share these couple other clips from three other individuals, one of which is this person and two others. Very short, only like a minute or two each. I'll do that at the end of this broadcast. So let me just jump right in this. So let me minimize this. And bear with me for a second. I'm going to pull this up. Let me pull this back up. I'm going to slide this over here for a second. And I'm going to hit stop video while I play this. Let me hit play, and I'll hit stop video. Oh, that's showing. I'm sorry. Bear with me for one more second. My apologies. Okay. So let me do share screen. Make sure I have my sound. I'm just going to share it to this screen. So you'll be seeing that screen. And I'm going to stop video also. All right. Here we go.
Yeah. Well, we have to give a little bit of context for that question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The listeners out there, many of them, many of you, maybe coming around for the first time, maybe in the last few weeks or months, there is a hegemony, a power structure at the very, very top of society that transcends governments. It transcends international boundaries. It is loyal only to its own codes and regulations. It is an oath taken in blood. These individuals at the very top are all of what you just said. They are a mafia. They are a cabal. They are a familial organization, if you will, much like the mafias of Sicily and the Eastern Seaboard in the United States. They are in control of all of the major companies and corporations in the world by virtue of their ownership in world banking. Right from the very top, they own the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States. They own Deutsche Bank of Germany, the Central Bank of Paris, Central Bank of London, and all central banks, I believe it's 183 or 184, that answer to this syndicate who control essentially every facet of power and influence in the world. And so putting context to the enemy helps us understand how we have been slowly draining and dismantling this power structure over the last 6 years, and how we are and where we're going from here. This is an enemy of humankind that sought to eradicate us. They researched the death shots for the better part of 8 decades. They purchased, they created and then purchased all entities within modern medicine through John Rockefeller and his Rockefeller Foundation and Institutes. And then they proceeded to use their wealth to squelch and snuff out competition and opposition to their cause. And so what we have seen in the last 6 years, well, let me back up. Let's keep going longitudinally. In 1960, President John F. Kennedy was elected president of the United States. President Kennedy was aware of what was going on in the world, was aware of the secret society that had loyalty to no one except themselves, and was aware of their influence in the United States government post-World War II. John F. Kennedy is actually extremely paralleled in many ways to Donald J. Trump. Affluent family, very strong lineage, connections to the deep state in certain areas, but not necessarily deep state in and of themselves. Part of the club, but not in the club. And so President Kennedy made it his mission to destroy and obliterate the CIA, which was the axis of evil here in the United States that this Luciferian worldwide syndicate used to leverage control both within the United States and around the world. President Kennedy attempted to revert our currency to a precious metals-backed currency. Executive Order 11110, signed in 1963, I believe, gave permission and ordered the Treasury to begin a process to revert the United States dollar to a measurable weight of silver. It was going to allow us to revalue our currency at a one-to-one level with ourselves and with our debt, and it was going to forgive the debts that had been heaped on the American population between the years of 1913 and the year of 1963. That executive order resulted in John F. Kennedy's death. The reason why is because these individuals have controlled this power structure via their control of money. How much is a dollar worth? Is a dollar worth a gallon of milk? Is a dollar worth 25% of a gallon of milk? A gallon of milk does not change in composition or production, not usually. Is a home worth $200,000, or under the Brandon administration, is that same exact home on the exact same plot of land worth $295,000? The concept of worth is how these individuals have hidden in plain sight from us for so long. They have controlled the means by which value is assigned to the currency that we use. When you experience inflation, you're not experiencing goods increasing in cost. They remain essentially unaltered and the same. What you're experiencing is the value of the currency which you're using to purchase those goods is going down. Supply and demand is a relatively simple economic concept that many people equate with extremely intellectual discussions, but it's actually best used in an Occam's razor situation. More dollars in the open world market, in the public financial space, means less worth to each of those dollars. It's no different if you have tens of thousands of bachelor's degrees. You've suddenly devalued bachelor's degrees to where they have become essentially the new high school diploma. An item's rarity or uniqueness or less supply of a particular item drives value higher. Because these individuals have controlled the means by which value is assigned to the currencies of the world, they have been able to control everything that goes on within the countries of the world simply by printing more or printing less, causing bubbles, which lead to crashes, which lead to government seizure of wealth. These individuals have hidden in plain sight for a very long time. After Kennedy's assassination, we moved into a period of what I call darkness in the 20th century. President Reagan attempted to fulfill President Kennedy's shoes, but was very quickly got into line with an assassination attempt, which left him extremely traumatized and ready to just bow out of the fight. We saw President H.W. Bush, a very deep Luciferian cabal member, ushered into the presidency of the United States in the late 1980s, early 90s, followed by his confidant and friend, and also a very deep cabal member, William Bill Clinton. That presidency gave way to the son of H.W., also obviously a very deep cabal member there also, George Walker Bush, who is directly responsible, or was directly responsible, in coordination with deep state assets around the world for the false flag attack known as September 11th of 2001. September 11th occurred because the United States was again for the second time, attempting to revalue its currency. Alan Greenspan was scheduled to go live from Wall Street the morning of September the 11th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time with an announcement for a law known as NESARA. NESARA, spelled N-E-S-A-R-A, National Economic Security and Reformation Act. The NESARA law was actually put into place legally by President Clinton at the behest of special forces from the United States Army, who had been tracking these nefarious actors within government for a very long time. Unfortunately, the presence of patriots both within the government and within the military itself was not high enough in those days, and all of us know what happened about an hour and 10 minutes before that on September the 11th of 2001. If a false flag attack, let me clarify really fast, does not mean that something did not occur. False flags are very real, but what it means is the reason it occurred is not the reason that you are being provided with by official outlets. In other words, there is more to the story. The Pentagon that day, for example, was not struck with an airliner. It was struck with a high-speed missile. That high-speed missile crashed into the office of the Director of Naval Intelligence at the time, which was a large storehouse for files that the Q Patriot White Hat Alliance within the military and governments of the world had aggregated on these nefarious actors. Fast forward through the presidencies of Walker Bush and Hussein Obama, and we arrive at 2016. 2016 was the year that things turned around for us in the quiet recesses of the governments, both in the United States and of the world. President Donald J. Trump, as we know, was elected president of the United States in late 2016. It is my understanding that the National Security Agency, headed by patriots from within the United States military, assisted in the unrigging of that particular election to ensure that the lawful presidential candidate, whoever that might have been, would achieve the office of the president of the United States. We know who that was. Immediately, President Trump went to work with Admiral Mike Rogers and others to begin implementation of a plan that could only be described as a years-long legal framework military coup of the United States. Everyone remembers the inauguration of President Trump surrounded by the military. Right. It was within that inauguration that President Trump told us that we would be giving power back to the people. Oh, how little did we really understand that. President Trump, on February the 4th of 2017, a mere 2.5 weeks after his inauguration, signed into law, or I guess law in the sense of executive orders, an executive order that began, that instructed the Treasury to begin, projecting a path forward for returning the United States dollar to a precious metals-backed currency status. Exactly like Executive Order 11110 from President Kennedy's days. We have witnessed in real time over the last 5 years a tumult of political narratives, a vying for control of information with the masses that I think is undeniable to all of us. We witnessed more extreme, more brazen, more outlandish, and in many cases more juvenile behavior from all individuals in all areas of government. Both Republican and Democrat, and within the bureaucracy that we have as a nation here in the United States and around the world have never witnessed before. Go through that presidency, and what you find in the executive orders that were signed by President Trump were a couple of different things. One of the things you find is what appears to be a fortification of the country's legal systems for a period of undetermined tumult. President Trump signed several executive orders all through 2018 and 2019 geared at targeting and reinforcing the election infrastructure within the United States. Certain acts were made capital crimes, such as the trafficking of human beings and children. Cyber assets were secured via President Trump's executive orders. Agencies within the United States government were directed to streamline communication conduits and to reinforce securities. As we go through and we look at that presidency, we can see that it was a setup almost for a period of time where these stalwarts against evil were going to be necessary. We get to late 2019, early 2020, and what I jokingly, but not jokingly, call the plandemic, was released onto the world, ostensibly from Wuhan, China. But my personal belief, and we can get into it another time, but my personal belief is that that actual virus was bioengineered in the Ukrainian countryside. Regardless, that particular event caused a situation where the United States had been attacked by a weapon of mass destruction. For those out there unaware, a biological weapon, regardless of its composition, is always classed as a weapon of mass destruction because of the ability it has to wreak death and havoc on the world. COVID-19, while perhaps not the most aggressive virus we've ever dealt with in our existence, certainly a biological weapon that was bioengineered for transmissibility and to specifically target tissue linings within the lungs. As a result of that attack, the United States military in April of 2020 began implementing a plan for possible continuity of government. Continuity of government is a term that is received with trepidation by many, but really it just means insulation of your lawful representatives in the in an event of a catastrophic national emergency. If Capitol Hill was to be hit with an ICBM that was unstoppable, for example, we would need continuity of government planning in place to allow for a situation where all or most of the legal government of the United States was incapacitated. We went through 2020. The military implemented this plan in the background. They secured many, many systems. We have evidence in this particular amount of time, or in this particular time period, for the military training troops for underground warfare within tunnels. Also in urban environments. There is a mainstream article, I believe, from late summer of 2020 that discussed budgetary allocations for the United States Army to conduct government reclamation operations. So in other words, these were training exercises that soldiers were being put through to reclaim governmental entities that had been captured by the enemy.
Wow.
Leading into the electoral cycle of 2020, I think it's no surprise that many of us, even back then, saw the cheating coming with the mail-in ballots and with the COVID lockdowns and restrictions that were in place to help facilitate those mail-in only options here in the United States. We got to November 3rd, November 4th of 2020, and what we saw for many of us was the cheating of a lifetime. These individuals stopping the vote count simultaneously at the same time in five separate states and then re-upping those vote counts at the same time later. We have evidence of at least 87 separate cyber intrusions into the electoral process that night, November 3rd, November 4th of 2020, which originated on servers in Beijing, China. We have evidence, or at least the United States Army claims to have evidence, of real-time CIDL servers that were reclaimed from a CIA server farm in Frankfurt, Germany, the night of the election as it was happening in real time. A bonus of that particular operation was that the CIA director and trader Gina Haspel was on site that evening. Gina has not been seen or heard from since. And so we go through November of 2020 through December and into January, and we see several, I think it was maybe 12 or 14 executive orders issued by President Trump, which are all geared for fortification and resilience of the lawful federal government of the United States. As a matter of fact, I believe one of those orders is titled Federal Mission Resilience. And what this did was it implemented a plan, a chain of command and a chain of operations for the lawful government, which had to step back and go into exile for that particular government to operate, to conduct trade and commerce, to conduct foreign policy and military coordination with other governments and militaries around the world. And right now, excuse me, what we are living here in the United States and have lived for the last 2 years is a situation where we have two government apparatuses at work. We have a Manchurian installed government apparatus, which is in control of much of the public facing government that the general population sees. And we have a lawful, duly elected government in exile, which happens to have the backing and might of the United States military.
Wow.
This is a very tenuous time, but we are living some of the most incredible times in history as we are slowly but surely driving the enemy back and taking back those high places on the hill.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, I'm back. So I'm just going to jump in now, and I'm going to start with my news feed. And again, at the end, I'll share these three short, like they're basically what, 1 minute clips each, just to follow up. But with what this person just shared and the way he explains the military intelligence operation, if you tie that in with President Kennedy's speech that's in my introduction, he talked about secret societies. He talked about all of this. Here we go. Now, we talk about these days, we're considered conspiracy theorists. You're not even allowed to have a voice, but we have the facts. We have the evidence, you know, as part of this military operation. I mean, you can't see it with your own eyes as of right now. We have to listen. It's part of it's hope and seeing without believing. I've looked at this enough, and, you know, I'm putting trust in this, that there is this plan. If there's not a plan, then, you know, in the end, we're all screwed here on Earth, because then their great reset succeeds. And if that succeeds, that is a nightmare for the whole human population. I'm good either way, because in the end, I have my faith. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't believe, but I do have my faith, and Jesus would save me in the end anyway. Somehow with the way that I see this, the way I interpret all this, I do believe there is a plan, and I'm just trying to provide hope, because many people, you know, after 2020, watching the election being stolen, they lost hope. And even now, watching it again, right before your eyes happening, people think that the country's lost. And so I'm trying to provide some hope there. But what can we prove? I mean, this is part of that where you can't see that, but we can prove without a doubt, we can prove that the Great Reset is very real. We can prove that the pandemic was planned. It's a plandemic by these same people, these same players. We can prove that Epstein didn't kill himself. And we can prove that there's much, much more to the story than that. We can prove that January 6th insurrection is not what the media, the fake news, has been telling us, because we have the evidence on that as well. We have the Hollywood production with their Antifa coming, getting caught on camera, dressing up in MAGA gear and doing what they did. But it all takes people looking at the information. So that's why I have my website. That's why it's one of those censored websites on the internet. So as I said, let me jump into my news feed. I'm going to share all this information. Anything that there's an article to, the link to that article will be described in the description box. And as always, you know, this information, again, I repeatedly ask, you know, please share this information and get that out. So let me slide this over, make sure it's still sharing. Share here. Okay. All right. So the only way this occurs, especially on the regular, like we are seeing, is that it's allowed to happen. People supposedly on our team are actively involved in enabling this scenario. U.S. funded military research goes to Chinese institutions. So there's an article I would suggest taking a look at. Again, it'll be in the description box. Here, Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, I invoke the invasions clause of the U.S. and Texas constitutions to fully authorize Texas to take unprecedented measures to defend our state against an invasion. I'm using that constitutional authority and other authorization executive orders to keep our state and country safe. He's declared an invasion. Abbott has invoked the invasion clause. And so again, that's good news. The problem now with, you know, Arizona, the coup that's taking place there, is you have people that work on behalf of these globalists that ultimately want to see America destroyed. Their border is still open. The southern border of California is still wide open, because we have another deep state World Economic Forum puppet in there in Gavin Newsom. And the elections are rigged there as well. FBD is not just a political party, but also an intellectual movement. Watch the latest in Thierry Beru's brilliant series of videos analyzing our civilization. This one is on Marxism, how it survives to this day, and why it remains hegemonic. So I'll include that link there. The ABCs here. Biden signs government funding bill that includes $13.6 billion in Ukraine. This was published on March 15, 2022. March 16th. Ukraine Zelensky signs virtual assets bill into law, legalizing crypto. And then C, tens of billions of U.S. dollars were transferred to Ukraine, and then using FTX cryptocurrency, the funds were laundered back to Democrats in the United States. And again, I'm sure you're not seeing this on the mainstream. Word count on New York Times puff piece on this. Fraud, they didn't mention. Enron, they didn't mention. Crime, they didn't mention. Illiquid, they didn't mention. Stolen, they didn't mention. Hidden, they didn't mention. Criminal, they didn't mention. Backdoor, they didn't mention. And they did mention that he's getting sleep. That's the important thing to mention. Dems and media were wrong about GOP midterm violence. Weird, right? By all accounts, and especially as a result of listening to the Dems and their slobbering psychopaths compromising the fake news media over the course of this last election, violence from all those far-right terrorists, extremists, racists was a lock. It was a foregone conclusion that magically dissipated, almost like it was never a thing to begin with. Here, fact, rhinos are the worst kind of Democrats. Establishment GOP considers working with Dems to pick House Speaker. Can you believe this? Like I said, they're all corrupt. Doesn't matter. The whole D.C. is a criminal syndicate. Jenna Ellis, Democrats and Republican leadership all taking hundreds of millions in donations from FTX. No wonder the whole Ukraine funding nonsense received such bipartisan support from the swamp. They are apparently using your tax dollars to fund themselves. The Uni Party is corrupt. Amen to that. Arizona snapshot as of 1:30 Eastern time yesterday. Funny Common Core math here. These are total votes in each race. The Senate had 2,531,991. Governor had 2,519,123. The Secretary of State had 2,482,324. And the Attorney General, 2,470,177. Treasurer, 2,458,822. And School Superintendent, 2,464,579. And the ballots already tabulated, 2,551,739. By these numbers, 20,000 didn't vote for the Senate, 32,000 didn't vote for governor, 69,000 didn't vote for the Secretary of State, 81,000 didn't vote for Attorney General, and 93,000 didn't vote for Treasurer, and 87,000 didn't vote for Superintendent. Have you ever seen such freakish numbers where people go in and they don't vote for the rest of it? It just doesn't add up. It's just logical thinking. Breaking, senior U.S. intelligence official says Russian missiles crossed into NATO member Poland, killing two people. And again, you are seeing this on the fake news. I'll give you some different information you may not be seeing. And I know you're not seeing this on the fake news, any of them. This is downtown in Rio de Janeiro in front of the Army headquarters. The sleeping giant has awakened. The people of Brazil have been out in mass like this every day since their election was stolen, and you have not seen this once, not once, on any of the mainstream channels. If I wonder if CNN knew they actually aired a Nazi salute in Ukraine while passing Ukrainian forces.
Residents there have been celebrating their long-awaited freedom. Many taking to the streets, waving flags, and cheering for the soldiers.
As you said, you know, we're literally funding Nazis in Ukraine. But if you watch the fake news, you wouldn't know that. And you have half of our population walking around with Ukraine flags. And again, you feel guilty for that. You feel bad because war is real and there are people that are being hurt. But the reasons we're being fed, again, are lies. And even CNN just several years ago ran a broadcast on the Nazi situation in Ukraine. But you won't hear that today. If you'd like to learn more about that, you can go to my Russia-Ukraine page on my website. Watch the Dr. Ramirez there, get your background, and you'll see for yourself that this is all bullcrap. Here's someone sharing a post. While I'm happy about the liberation of Kherson, wearing the SSC Dirlanger brigade patch is not a good look. This was absolutely one of the most horrific SS units of the war, made up of convicted murderers, rapists, and pedophiles, and committed innumerable brutal war crimes. Again, we are funding, with our tax dollars, we're funding Nazis. Oh, here's Klaus Schwab, the architect of Great Reset, Build Back Better, where you will own nothing and you will be happy.
Of course, If we look at all the challenges, we can speak about the multi-crisis, an economic, a political, a social, an ecological, an institutional crisis. But actually, what we have to confront is a deep, systemic, and structural restructuring of our world. And this will take some time. And the world will look differently after we have gone through this transition process.
Huh. It sure will look different if we go through your transition process. And for anybody that's not familiar with this, you're new to this. Again, I know a lot of people that are going to see this. They are awake to what's going on. This is really for people that are not awake. So we ask that you share this with others. Let them see this. These psychopaths behind the World Economic, keep in mind, they're not elected. These people are just the players. This is the face. There's people behind the scenes that are way worse than this. But when you look at this Great Reset, it'll scare the hell out of you. In the capital of Brasilia, you have truckers, farmers, ordinary citizens, their cars and on foot, and now bikers. The people have the power. Again, you didn't see this on the fake news.
What I do? Brasília, 15 de novembro de 2022. Tem moto pra cacete. Vamos entrar.
Wait till you see some more of the clips, how crazy this is. CEO of Citadel, Ken Griffin, FTX balance sheet contained investment called Trump Lose. One of the most shocking revelations, the balance sheet of FTX is listed with a $7 million asset called Trump Lose. I'll let you listen to him.
That all of us are worried about. You know, on the balance sheet of FTX is a line called Trump Lose. And Sam was the second biggest donor to Democratic candidates.
I'm going to leave it to everybody.
Again, this information is so important to get this out to people that are still watching Fox, still watching CNN, MSNBC, Newsmax. If they're watching that, as the gentleman explained that I shared that interview there, if you look at the information either, you go through my website on the Great Reset page, follow the money, go through that, and then look, and you'll see that these people own everything, all the major corporations in the world right now. It's this choke point in our world history. And you learn for yourself. And if you want you to learn that, you learn all the media is controlled. So again, the half truth is not the truth. So they give us little bits. They keep us off balance. CNN giving you the liberal view, Fox giving you the conservative view, but they're ultimately keeping us divided and hiding what is going on. And that's the objective of people like myself and all the other patriots around the world that are fighting this battle. All right, moving on. Press release, Latinos for America First. Minorities gather in unity for Georgia runoff election at Atlanta State Capitol protesting against incumbent Warnock. These are the things you don't hear much about on the news either. Rep Higgins, did the FBI have confidential human sources on G6? On J6? Listen to this interaction here.
Does the FBI have confidential human sources? Did the FBI have confidential human sources embedded within the January 6th protesters on January 6th of 2021?
Well, Congressman, as I'm sure you can appreciate, I have to be very careful about what I can say about when.
Even now, because that's what you told us 2 years ago.
May I finish? About when we do and do not, and where we have and have not used confidential human sources. But to the extent that there's a suggestion, for example, that the FBI's confidential human sources or FBI employees in some way instigated or orchestrated January 6th, that's categorically false.
Did you have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters inside the Capitol on January the 6th prior to the doors being open?
Again, I had to be very careful.
It should be a no. Can you not tell the American people no? We did not have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters positioned inside the Capitol.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
You should not read anything into my decision not to share information.
Director Ray, gentlemen's time has expired.
That's exactly what we should be doing. Here's the scumbag World Economic Forum, Justin Trudeau, Canada.
Example, Canada is leading on the responsible development and use of artificial intelligence. We're also undertaking major legislative reforms that will strengthen privacy protections for Canadians, including specific provisions to protect children. See, while always ensuring and defending free speech, we must make it clear that it cannot be okay to bully and attack people online. Governments, and especially big technology companies, need to safeguard people's data and privacy and address online harassment and violence to ensure trust in technology.
That's what we need, more big tech censorship. That's worked out great. You know, again, the fact checking on the dangers of the vaccine, the coup that took place. Yeah, that's what we need, more of that, you scumbag. These people, in time, they're all going to be in life in prison, or they're going to be executed for treason, crimes against humanity. And then here, you know, that they said we're warning people what's coming.
Implants are a very versatile technology that can be used for many different things. And right now, it's very convenient to have a COVID passport always accessible on your implant.
Think of how far this has progressed, and this beast system is here. And that should horrify everybody, especially when you see what these lunatics, these psychopaths, have in store for us. So here's some more footage here. Here's the farmers. They're out in Brazil. Again, you didn't see this on the mainstream. Now, aside from this, there's been similar protests like this with the farmers. They've been out in Germany or they're out of other countries in the European Union because they don't want to starve for this war that the United States and these other NATO countries are trying to start. Here's some more footage from Brazil. Every day. Look at the size of this. People are out in mass and nothing on mainstream media. In the Indonesia Health Minister calls for digital health certificates to regulate freedom of movement. So you see where that chip system comes in place, the social credit system they have in China. That's what they want for the world.
So let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by WHO. If you have been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can move around. So for the next pandemic, instead of stopping the movement of the people 100%, which clogged the economy globally, you know, you can still provide some movement of the people. Indonesia has achieved, G20 country has agreed to have this digital certificate using WHO standard, and we will submit into the next World Health Assembly in Geneva as the revision to international health regulation. So,
you hear that? If you're vaccinated and you're up to date with all of your boosters, however many they want to give you, I mean, it could be every other week, you know, these lunatics until they wipe out the population with their depopulation plan, then you can move around. They will give you permission to move around.
Hi, so I know that you don't want
to... No, so I'm just going to summarize it here. We have no information at this point in time to corroborate the press reports regarding allegations of a Russian missile strike on Polish territory. Deep state money supply FTX, the collapsed crypto exchange, funded the Together trial to discredit ivermectin. Wasn't that convenient? Here, supporters for Carrie Lake call for military intervention to stop the steal in her governor's race. I'll have that link there. Here's this book here, Population, Resources, Environment. on human ecology. So you can look this book up. And here it says, this book's first comprehensive detailed analysis of the worldwide crisis of overpopulation from 1970, sterilization, possibilities for the future, again, continued non-steroid chemical methods, stevia rabidua, whatever that says. But here it goes. Reduction in fertility of from 57 to 79%. So when you're hearing all the problems with miscarriages and everything that's happening with women that have been vaccinated, you start to see and put the pieces of the puzzle together, unless you want to be ignorant and ignore this. Okay. Here's another article. How the Chinese Academy of Sciences financed and developed Conic's subsidiary. This guy, Kanika, does amazing work. I suggest reading that article. Again, it'll be in the description box below. Pfizer and Moderna launched trials to track whether health issues arise years after getting their COVID vaccines. Well, I'm pretty sure they're going to happen years after, because they're happening right now. This guy's, he's a real warrior up there in Canada, you know, fighting for the tyranny they've been under. But this can show you, because what they're doing here is going to come, I anticipate, could definitely come back to the United States. And unfortunately, the people didn't stand up and they allowed their kids to be masked for the entire year last year. Not my kids, but others did, because they just don't want to show up. Hey, you know, Sunday football or football practice, all those things are more important than coming and standing for your kids. So if they bring this triple threat that they're talking about to back in the United States and encourage everybody to mask, this is to come. So I'm going to let you listen to him, and then I'll share this letter here.
Leaked to me by a concerned parent in Ontario, Canada. Check this shit out. I told you, they're still coming after your fucking kids. Right in black and white and bold fucking letters, they're telling you to put a mask back on your children. It's only a strong recommendation right now, because they know with that strong recommendation, they can probably get 30 to 50% of the fucking idiots to do it. And then guess what comes next? Mandates and your children back on psychological trauma, back to getting sick. And we start another round of the perpetual cycle of bullshit. Why? Because you're about to sacrifice your children once again. Or are you? You know what to do this time. You just...
I'd like to see, do you know what to do this time? I don't have so much hope, because everybody doesn't do shit here. Not everybody. I want to say everybody. The majority. There's probably less than 10% that are fighting like crazy in this country. And 90% just go about their business. They don't even care. So here it goes again. So this is the letter up there in Toronto. So again, the triple threat. So they're trying to use this RSV that they're drumming up the fear campaign with, that combined with influenza and COVID. So vaccinations, anyone 6 months and older, and then they will inflict so much damage until people wake up. Here you go. Supreme Court case has surfaced. It involves the possible removing of a sitting president and vice president of the United States, along with members of the United States Congress. Our courts have consistently held that fraud vitiates everything that it touches. The refusal of the respondents to investigate the congressional claim, the enemy, is an act of treason and fraud by respondents. They successfully rigged election has the same end result as an act of war to place into power whom the victor wants, which in this case is Biden. They have until November 23rd to respond. Now, I share this, but, again, I believe the military is the only way. Our entire system is captured. So, but you never know. Here, I share this. This is what's been taking place. Again, the great replacement theory that these globalists do to destroy sovereign countries. They're just shipping immigrants all over, dumping them in France, dumping them in there. These countries aren't even recognizable anymore. And now you know why our border is wide open. They packed them in. They're stuffing them in all their hotels and everything, just to bring down those countries. This caught my eye here. A secretive U.S. Space Force unmanned craft landed after almost 2.5 years in orbit. What else happened 2.5 years? I wonder what Space Force was watching then. Trump will demand voter ID, same-day voting, and only paper ballots.
Eliminate cheating I will immediately demand voter ID, same day voting, and only paper ballots.
That's so racist. But, you know, telling, you know, minorities that they need a vaccine ID card to shop or groceries and do that, that's not racist. You can have identification for that, cigarettes and all the other things you need identification for, but not voting. We can't have that. No, we can't. Anyone out there dooming tonight should be ashamed of themselves. Whether you want to attribute it to Q or Trump, this MAGA movement has effectively stopped the scandemic. That was their big plan for the world government. It's over. They will never be able to do it again. And now they have switched strategies to food shortages, inflation, etc. But their big plan for the new world order is finished. This is a major victory. It cannot be overstated. Keep your chin up. Now we focus on election integrity in Trump 2024. Here comes programmable dollars. New York Fed and 12 banking giants launched digital dollar. You see where this is going? The chip, the tracking, the social credit system, controlling your assets, the same Fed that the gentleman spoke of at the beginning. What happened that Kennedy warned us about? You see where this is going? Up, 3 a.m. talking points are back. Donald Trump, who tried to overturn Biden's legitimate election, launches 2024 bid. Trump, whose lies about 2020 election inspired an insurrection, announces third White House bid. Trump, who as president fomented an insurrection, says he's running again. Trump announces 2020 reform run nearly 2 years after inspiring deadly Capitol riot. You see these same papers, these same news publications, they're all owned by these globalists. Here's an independent broadcaster. So again, you won't hear us on mainstream broadcasts. This is a foreign broadcast.
Taiwan, the number of people dying after their COVID vaccination is exceeding the number of deaths from the virus itself.
Will you hear that on the mainstream? Here, European Union in full freefall, Germany melting down, Germany preparing for emergency cash deliveries, bank runs, and aggressive discontent ahead of winter power cuts. It's pure evil what they're doing over there. Here, again, to the thing I shared earlier about the fertilization. Sperm counts worldwide have plummeted by 62% since 1973. And again, this all has to do with the whole vaccines altogether. That's something that you learn through this process, as that gentleman talked about with the Rockefellers and what they've been up to. Here's some more scenes. Look at the size of this screenshot from another area of the protests. I just can't understand why mainstream media hasn't been covering this these last few weeks. Baffling.
Findings are apparently very different. Thank you.
Well, the investigations are not finally concluded.
I'm sorry. Let me just read this because that's a longer clip. So Jens Stoltenberg, it is most likely Ukrainian air defense missile systems or missiles. It's not Ukraine's fault in the same breath. Here, I'll play this clip. I'm going to play this whole clip. Richard Haass attacks Ukraine for being too hot and wanting to use Polish strike to escalate war. Again, that's what they want. They want war. The idea Ukrainian thinks this has to be a Russian. It almost looks as if they want it to be something more. That's unfortunate and won't help their credibility. Even the most corrupted media of the cabal do not believe this incredible story. The only two idiots who continue to propagate this fake news are Zelensky and Justin Trudeau.
Right near the Polish border, going after infrastructure and civilian targets. Just a couple of minutes ago, Richard, the Polish president, President Duda, called this an unfortunate accident and not an intentional attack. This never made sense to you even yesterday that it was a Russian attack.
No, as Admiral Stavridi said, if you're going to do an intentional attack, if you're Russia, and you're going to risk taking on NATO. And by the way, Russia can't defeat Ukraine. Why in the world would they take on NATO? It just makes zero sense.
Nothing you're hearing from this administration makes sense. It says here, this is a military intelligence drop back in November 12th of 2022. How do you show the public the truth? How do you safeguard U.S. elections post-POTUS? How do you remove foreign interference and corruption and install U.S.-owned voter ID laws and other safeguards? It had to be this way. Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. Berlin state elections declared void. Berlin's highest court has ordered new elections in the German capital, declaring the chaos in 2021 vote violated election law. So again, this World Economic Forum, this Klaus Schwab, you can hear him from his own mouth. This is what he says, that we can penetrate cabinets and we control governments all throughout the world. And again, he praised President Biden. This is several years ago when he still had some mental acuity, a little bit. He praised him as one of the hardest working members of the World Economic Forum in the Great Reset. It has been proven that your government, your media lied to you over COVID. Why then do you believe they're telling you the truth about climate change, energy shortages, and war? These are today's World War III headlines. Russia bombs Nepal. NATO to hold crisis talks as Putin's stray missiles kill two. Russian missile strikes in Poland, bombards Poland. It's unbelievable. Here's Tommy Tuberville. He's not a rhino. And is he backing Trump for 2024?
So here we go, Senator. Your reaction. Are you going to back Trump for 2024?
100%. You look at what he did, Maria, before he was kicked out of office. He had this country going in the right direction. He's not a politician. He stood up to the mainstream media. They don't like him. I can understand that. But he stood up for the American people. Look where we're at now. I've been up for two.
Here's some more footage. Look at the size of this one here. Isn't that unbelievable? All throughout their country, there's nothing here. Up and here we go. Here's this treasonous traitor, Lloyd Austin. Again, so everybody's, well, I don't say everybody. The people that are watching people like this, not watching the fake news, we're learning the truth about the vaccines. In fact, if you go to wethepeople2.us, the resources there are incredible to show just how dangerous this is. But this scumbag, they haven't lifted the mandate. They're still trying to push these on our troops. What could come from that?
We're still gathering information, but we have seen nothing that contradicts President Duda's preliminary assessment that this explosion was most likely the result of a Ukrainian air defense missile that unfortunately landed in Poland. And whatever the final conclusions may be, the world knows that Russia bears ultimate responsibility for this incident.
All right, so I'm going to do, hold on a second. I'm going to minimize this. And then I'm going to play these last couple short audio clips and I'll play short audio clips for you just so you can hear, some people's different takes. Just some couple minutes. I mean, just telling the reality of where we are at. One clip I'm going to play first. This was with regards to DeSantis, because I know the media is building up, so that should have you raising questions right away. DeSantis. But I want to see what he did with the vote down there in Florida. So I'm going to play this clip now.
First, DeSantis had the largest vote fraud case in Florida history handed to him on a silver platter with 50,000 ballots destroyed after only 12 months by Brenda Snipes' office there in Broward County.
Right.
She testified under oath about that. Her employees testified about it. She had ballot boxes in the back of her rental car during an election count period. She's got all sorts of mischief that's gone on. DeSantis is the one that let her come back to work after she was removed from her office so she could get her retirement, get her $135,000 a year retirement. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I wasn't saying everything.
After 23 votes by a couple of people, and he's had 50,000, he could have made an example so that everybody knew you're not getting away with this. He just made an example. Fuck, if you're big enough, you'll always get away with it. And right. I'm supposed to be happy with DeSantis? Are you kidding me? Tim Canova's race ripped off by the judges and the courts in Florida against Debbie Wasserman Schultz so the establishment could win. And the same thing is happening. We have that with Democrat people. Tim Canova is a Democrat. It's not just a Republican issue. If DeSantis wanted to really show that he was out there to protect every voter in Florida, he'd have done it on Canova's case. He'd have pushed the attorney general, get this case going right now. Instead, they let it expire weeks ago, not years ago. This isn't old history stuff. He could have pushed this through so that there was a prosecution on this and there should have been. Any first-year law student could have presented this case and won, and they wouldn't even let it go anywhere in the system. So you think you're going to get vote integrity with DeSantis? Are you kidding me?
Okay. Now, I'm going to play this clip. This is from another person just talking a little about the reality of what we're up against, and it just basically suck it up, basically.
It's time to grow up. Okay, you're in a war. You didn't get that far today, did you? You didn't get where you wanted to be. And it's just the way it is. But in the end, if you're going to rout, you're not talking about just routing the United States. You're talking about routing the entire globe. Even China, if it would pull its shit together better internally, and people have seen things going on over there. They all want the same yoke off their neck. But that comes down to everyone. Everyone wants somebody else to do it, somebody else to sacrifice, somebody else to lay it out on the line. No, it's everybody. That's what the whole thing about all this has been. Wake the fuck up. Not just wake up and know a few facts and, yeah, it's all a lie. No, it's beyond that. And it's time to stop being grown-up children. And, well, it didn't happen now. What didn't happen now? What didn't happen now? What happened now was exactly what everybody knew was going to happen.
Yeah, I called it. I said the purple wave. I said purple wave. I have video timestamps on that.
And you have other, you know, guys out there who are mostly talkers, not listeners like you are, you know, saying, oh, it's going to be this and it's going to be that. And they were foolish because you're trying to take down a monolithic global entity that has controlled perception of reality for a long fucking time.
All right. Remember, like I said, remember what Kennedy said, a monolithic, you know, he said that all in his secret society speech. Kennedy said that. Is he a conspiracy theorist? You think one guy that was a bad shot him from all the way back there at the Books of Tazari, hit his head this way, and then one shot came this way? Now, I know they said the magic bullet theory, but I guess everybody just buys that because, you know, the fake news back then was peddling it. And that's how long this has been going on. Jim Garrison and fake news laughed at him and mocked him when he's doing his trial. All right. So here's going to be two last clips. This is from the first gentleman I started the broadcast with, and I'll let you hear this. Just to give you some words of encouragement.
I am here to tell each of you, we are embarking upon a journey that is going to involve the very best of humanity, giving the very best of themselves to those who have simply been deceived at a level that we were able to break away from. The importance of you in this digital movement cannot be overstated. We cannot arrive at the point of actualization of truth for our civilization without your steadfast awareness and strength of heart to carry a difficult message to those you love, and to then also care for them and bring them into the fold when their reality gets cracked or shattered.
Okay, and I'll play one last minute clip from him.
As we've discussed several times in different appearances and on a couple of the files, the full level, full truth, full disclosure of everything that has been distorted, twisted, manipulated, and hidden from us, or outright changed to suit their needs, that will take a period of years to fully seep into the consciousness of the world. We the people will need time to process, to plateau, to reflect and think, to grieve, and to heal, and then we'll move to the next phase of acceptance and truth.
Okay, so that's going to be a wrap for today's broadcast. Let me just do my stop share for a sec. So, yeah, again, that'll be a wrap for today's broadcast. I hope some of this information that you're seeing here, you know, please share this with others. You know, it's about just waking up everybody to this. We all have to wake up to it. you know, see the lies for what they were. And that's probably been one of the most frustrating things with this. You know, I fully awoke 2 years ago, but I always had intuitions. I think most people just turned away their intuitions, just how these things didn't seem right, to just question things. But the most frustrating thing has just been the ignorance of so many, you know, including family and friends. And I can sit there and say, you know, if I would have shown or tried to, if someone would have tried to show this stuff to me, I wouldn't have just ignored it. I'd say, you know, Mike, you got, you know, someone said, Mike, you got to look at this. It's important. You know, I said, all right, sure, let me take a look. But it's just crazy cognitive dissonance. It all plays into this. But anyway, we still got to keep on swinging. So, you know, I ask that, you know, please share this. If you want to subscribe for future videos I do, feel free. I don't care about subscribers. It's just trying to get the message out. So please, you know, that's the whole where we go one, we go all. If you're new to this, you get information. You have a responsibility. You have to share this information and try to wake up others. You can never stop. So that'll be a wrap for today. You know, thank you. God bless. Never forget, Jesus loves us all. Mike Malone, Patriot 44, signing out.